Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful, inspirational word, Father God, this morning. Father God, confirming Angus's message this morning. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We blessed by you. We over the moon because of your goodness towards us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Morning, family. Sorry, we going diving. Tide is low early this morning, so we're going diving and fishing, and that's why we're up so early. And this beautiful word is in Psalm 116, and it's verses with 7 to 9, and I'm reading from the ESV. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. And that's just so beautiful, eh? So it's just showing, you know, just this Angus's word this morning. You know, if we don't know the Lord, or we don't know the promises, we can be anxious, especially in the light of the situations that are going on in this world today. But praise God, we can rest. Rest is according to that which God had in mind for us from the very beginning that we lost, but it's all been restored to us. And now we have the Sabbath rest, where we can cease from our own works and enter into this rest and into the works that He's got for our lives. So it's and beautiful also understanding soul is our will, our intellect, and our emotions. So God has got all sufficient for us to be confident, be blessings, be motivated, because it's His word and He also watches over His word. And then it also goes on. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. TPT is just elaborating on it, and it's just so beautiful. I'll send that to you now as well. So it's just again, you know, our salvation is so complete, so beautiful, so big, and we just reminded our soul, our will, our intellect, and our emotions, because we are committed to the Lord and we're committed to His will, and we find His will in His word and in His great and precious promises, through which we escape the corruption in the world and then partake of the divine nature. Which the only thing that could be lacking is just our doubt, our knowledge of this great truth. I'll read you in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, starting verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is all sufficiency. It's all provision, and it's a divine influence on God's heart for us. So each and every one of us is God's. We've got a place in God's heart, and that will bring us peace. And that's what we have in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to say, I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you await the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end. So it's an unveiling, it's a revealing. It's a coming, parousia, unveiling, and so it's happening, and it's taking place, and every step and every day is more in the light, more in the kingdom, more in the beauty. So be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name, amen.